happened to Greece? Well, they're getting some breathing space. That's what Greek leaders say they need to implement tough financial reforms and spending cuts that are part of the agreement Greece made to receive a huge international bailout from the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. The country is buried in debt. Unemployment is 23%. The BBC's Mark Lowen has this report on how people in Greece are coping with austerity.
We have mountain bikes and...
These are the town bikes.
Tassos Papadopoulos is a rare breed among Greeks, someone who has actually opened a new business when most are closing theirs during the worst recession in living memory.
Italian, American and Greek also.
And Greek-made bikes as well.
But it's a business suited to today's Greece, a bicycle shop. Since he began 2 months ago, he sold on average 4 a day to a nation now struggling even to afford their cars. As fresh taxes pushed fuel costs to the second highest in Europe, sales of new cars here dropped by 40% last year, but bike sales rose by a quarter.
That I do not pay 100 euros per week in petrol, it's much better for me. And I see what the people say. I mean, they want to get rid of their car now. They say that we don't want to pay any more gas. We're trying to find new ways of living. So the bike, it's one of these new things. In the end, it's going to be better for us.
While the bicycle business might feel the positive impact of the financial crisis, other sectors are struggling to cope. I'm in a small family-owned petrol station and car park in central Athens, hit by soaring fuel prices and reduced demand. With a new tax on fuel, consumption has dropped by an estimated 30%. Over 2,000 petrol stations have already closed across the country. For many, the simple car has become an unaffordable luxury.
I remember people smiling. Nowadays, people have lost their smile.
Stavros Sarandopoulos recalls growing up at the garage when his parents opened it 30 years ago. But with the recession, customers have halved and he fears the worst.
We have many problems due to crisis and I don't know about the future.
You think you might have to close?
Possibly. If we close, we stay without job and not only us, also 10 families that work here. And we don't have anything else to do after this. Greece is dying.
Recovery seems so far off that for many here it feels like a slow and painful death. Greece's economy shrank in the second quarter of this year by 6.2%, the fifth consecutive year of recession. There is no sign of growth, of foreign investment, of the green shoots that this tired country craves. And so Greeks are being forced to adapt in a way they never anticipated. And some of the most needy now come here, a newly formed social centre, privately funded, offering free food and provisions, a play area for children and counselling to 100 families, all recent victims of the crisis.
There's toilet roll in this basket, fruit juice, olive oil, canned tuna. So this lady's telling me that all of the provisions that she's given would usually cost 25 euros in the supermarket. Because of the crisis, she can't afford 25 euros anymore to pay for these basics.
Yolanda Zoropoulou is a volunteer at the centre.
We have a lot of young people who are unable to pay for their rent.
Did you expect that you would have so many demands from people?
No. I didn't expect that. That Greeks are despair because of economic crisis.
Back at the bike shop, Tassos nears another sale, turning Greece's misfortune into an opportunity. But the optimism is hard to find here these days. This resilient nation is changing, suffering, reaching breaking point. The crisis may last a few years here, but the impact will be felt for a generation.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. So, is your state one of seven that has a trigger law? Find out what that is and who's behind a new movie about it in 30 seconds, here and now.